Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, February 9th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model. Then I was a rock and roll singer. I've been a corporate consultant, an adjunct professor, and today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. So let's set the tone for today's program. Harriet Tubman once said, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars, to change the world." Today's show is brought to you by budgetpreneur.com. If you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. All right, let's get started. And by the way, if you're listening online and call in to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call us is 646-381-4198. We have a fantastic show for you today. You know, I always try to find the finest guests to bring to the show. Our topic today is how to successfully work with a virtual speaker's assistant. Here's the thing. Entrepreneurs wear many hats, and they often have trouble with work-life balance. They're always on, they're always thinking, and they're always working on their business. A virtual assistant can help. Today, we will discuss what a virtual assistant is, the benefits of working with one, what is the difference between a virtual assistant versus hiring an employee, how to choose a virtual assistant, where to find them, tips on how to delegate work to your virtual assistant, and how a virtual speaker's assistant can help you if you're a professional or public speaker. Our guest to discuss this topic this month is Karen Brockman. She's the founder of Sound Support Virtual Assistant. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Karen developed her networking, organizational skills, and software knowledge as an administrative support professional working with high-level and upper management executives for over 15 years in the corporate world. She has been a general virtual assistant since 2008 when she completed a course in how to run a virtual assistant business from Assist University, which is a premier online virtual assistant training organization. Then in 2012, she took training that certified her as a professional virtual speaker's assistant and began specializing in working with speakers. She understands the unique business challenges of professional speakers and is dedicated to providing solutions that free up their time so that they can do what they do best and become more profitable. She's committed to partnering with her clients for the long term to help them achieve their goals, and she currently lives in the Fort Hood area of Central Texas. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Yvonne. I'm really glad to be here.
My first question for you today is, what is a virtual assistant, and how did you decide to take this path?
A virtual assistant, I'll refer to it as a VA, that's what we commonly get called, is a small business owner who provides administrative and possibly personal support by working with small business owners in long-term collaborative relationships. They have the ability to support another business without ever actually meeting face-to-face or visiting their client's office, as they're working virtually. I was searching for a job in a new city we had just moved to several years ago, and In a Google search, I discovered this industry. I found a great training organization, applied to get the training, because they don't take everyone, only those with an administrative background and track record. And I was, hallelujah, accepted, and the rest is history. I began my practice by becoming an intern to a seasoned VA, and that was a very good start for me. I'd always wanted to have a business, but I never knew just where to start or what to do. Becoming a virtual assistant offered everything I was looking for in a business. Working from my own home office, using skills I already had acquired, learning new ones, of course, and owning my own business. Because it's my own business, I pay my own taxes and insurance and maintain my own computer equipment. One of the perks of working with a VA is that you, as the business owner, don't have to provide equipment, office space, or pay for coffee break time, vacation time, insurance, or taxes. And there are different types of VAs. Some provide administrative, organizational, and marketing services. Some offer additional specialties that are creative or technical, or have additional specialized training to support their clients. What's important to remember about a virtual assistant is that we are professional business owners building a successful business, and working with a VA is a business-to-business relationship, because a VA is not an employee, even though we are administrative services.
I'm glad you shared that last piece, especially because a lot of people think, I don't know if I can handle having an employee. So it's important to make it clear to people that this person is not your employee. It's a business to business, and you don't have to pay that person's taxes or any of those things. That's totally on the virtual assistant as a business owner themselves. So
right.
Understanding what a virtual assistant is not, right, is also important. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, Yvonne. You know, there are many virtual businesses that offer assistance to other businesses. So it's important to understand, for example, that a VA is not someone who provides consulting services, because that person is really a consultant. And a VA isn't someone who only provides marketing support either, because that person is a marketing consultant or a marketing assistant. And a VA isn't someone who only books speaking engagements, because that person is really an agent. What makes a person a virtual assistant is that the services that are being performed are administrative in scale and scope and are provided with the desire to support the client across the board, not just with one specific function or task.
Oh, that's great to know. So that said, what are the benefits then of working with a VA that specifically supports speakers? Because as we know, there's many different types of businesses in the world, and there's different kinds of services that virtual assistants offer. So what's so different about working with the one that specifically supports speakers, professional speakers?
You're so right. There's really four main reasons that speakers will find VAs that are trained to work with them in particular an invaluable source of help. And first, there's just sometimes too much work for one person to get all the work done. So many new or aspiring speakers have day jobs, and they don't have the time to do all the tasks involved in running their business. Seasoned speakers travel a lot and are gone from their offices to the point that they don't have time to do all those tasks involved in running their businesses either. Second, a virtual assistant can help the speaker ramp up faster. Speakers' assistants are trained to understand the speaking industry and the technology used, and they generally have established resources and connections for helping speakers. And the third reason is there is a high learning curve for anyone who has never made the journey of a professional speaker, as you know, being a speaker yourself. Whether the speaker is paid $5,000 per speech, or if you're a coach who speaks to promote your business and you're paid $250 an hour, whether you're a coach, a therapist, an attorney, or any sort of entrepreneur, the speaker's assistant is a tremendous value at a much lower per hour cost. Working with the speaker's assistant, the speaker has the freedom to concentrate on those things only the speaker can do, especially like writing the best speech and creating the content of their programs. Working with an assistant, they then have someone to delegate those administrative, marketing, travel arrangement details, and other tasks that take up their time that they need to focus. And for the fourth reason, last but not least, and there's probably many more, I wanted to concentrate on these. You know, there's synergy in a collaborative effort. Working alone, it's more difficult to juggle all the balls and stay on top of everything. Working with an assistant, you have someone to help you stay accountable to the important things in your business as your business relationship grows with your assistant. If you as a speaker set the timetable, the budget, and your intentions, then your assistant will be there to support you, handle details, and give you the confidence that you are heading in the right direction. Having the support of a good assistant can increase your productivity and your efficiency, and by doing so, therefore, help you earn even more money in your business. An assistant will become your ally and partner, giving you as a speaker more time to travel, speak, write, and do what you do best while they take care of the logistics and the back office, behind the scenes administrative needs. Basically, your assistant will have your back, and you as a speaker will actually get more time.
I totally understand, because I've used a virtual assistant more than once and from time to time. And I can tell you as a professional speaker that sometimes while you're on the platform speaking opportunities are heading your way, and you might have to get back to them within a certain time frame. And if you're on stage, you don't have the time to return the call or let them know you'll get back to them. So having a virtual assistant gives you someone who can provide that kind of service for you, for example, by getting a call back or getting calls set up for you. Or if you're a coach, you may have an opportunity coming your way that you might miss because the person needs you within a certain time frame. A virtual assistant can be the path to you so that you don't have missed opportunities. And speakers need to speak. And a virtual assistant can do things like make the calls, follow up on calls, check on opportunities, and all those kinds of things that, like you say, free you up so that you can focus on what it is that you do, which is speaking.
That's right.
Isn't working with a VA no more expensive than hiring an employee? Tell us about that.
Some people wonder, you know, they think, gosh, you know, I can't afford that kind of help, you know. But an employee would be a less amount per hour possibly. But when you really think about it, and if you're really moving forward and you want to move forward in your business, contrary to what you might think, you can afford to work with an assistant because, frankly, you can't afford not to if you're in business to make serious money. As an assistant to several speakers, I make it my business to ensure, to the best of my ability, that the return on your investment by working with me will be absolutely profitable for you as my speaker. By having the expert support of an assistant, you'll make the most of your time by delegating the details of your administrative and marketing tasks, and this creates more time and space for the things that earn you more money, as we talked about before.
Yeah.
And as the relationship with your assistant grows, you now have another brain to pick, a partner that knows and understands your business goals, and can help you create solutions that will offer you even more time to increase your income. Working with an assistant versus working solo, and so many speakers do work solo, your value to your clients becomes better. It's bound to increase because your business will be seen differently. It won't just be you anymore. Your business appears, larger and more professional when you have an assistant calling on your behalf in many cases. As far as the cost of working with a virtual assistant is concerned, remember that, as we talked about before, a VA is working in her own space. She's using her own computer, equipment, paying her own taxes and insurance. She's not on your payroll, and she's working as a business owner in her own right. So she'll work with you on your mutually agreed monthly retainer hours. Those hours will be focused on your business alone. The time she spends on your tasks and projects is more productive because the clock stops for any breaks that she might take. You're not responsible for the cost of providing a computer, fax, telephone, or any software and office space, payroll taxes, workers' compensation, liability insurance, their perks like vacation, sick pay, and so forth. All those things, if they were an employee, you might have to purchase for them. You simply pay your virtual assistant once each month for the time agreed upon that she spends supporting you and your business. So working with a VA actually simplifies the process of having an assistant. Your assistant is as close as sending an email, an instant message, or making a phone call, even if you work with somebody on the other side of the country or even the other side of the world, as a matter of fact. You're not doing everything yourself anymore. So when you consider this perspective, working with a VA is actually a bargain.
Yes, it is actually a bargain. One question. Would working with a VA then mean that they're a 1099 employee and you have to provide a 1099 at the end of the year?
You don't have to, because they are still a contracted employee and they're going to be putting out their – they're going to be keeping their records. So it's not a requirement, but if you want to do that, because – if you're going to write off the cost of a virtual assistant, your virtual assistant, which is actually, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not a tax person, but from what I understand, that's definitely a business deduction. So providing that 1099 backs you up with your taxes, saying I paid this person, you know,
yeah,
to help
exactly.
me with my business this year.
When that time comes. Okay, so I got a good understanding of that. So once you realize you could use an assistant to help you with your workload and your business, how does a person go about finding one?
First of all, remember to give yourself plenty of time and space to talk to at least a couple or three or even more if you need to. Not all virtual assistants work the same way or even do the same things or have the same skills. And there are many virtual assistants out there. So if you're looking for a virtual assistant, take the time to find one that works best for you. There are also virtual assistants that structure their business as a team. That is, there's a main virtual assistant, usually the owner or the manager of the business, and she has several assistants that she contracts with that do the work for her clients. When working with an assistant who passes your work on to a team member, there is a disadvantage in that you will not get to develop a relationship with your assistant. She won't really have the ability to climb into your business and learn what you do so she can better support you. You're treated more as like a project. I mean, the projects will be given away. And you may have different VAs doing different tasks for your business, kind of project-oriented. This could affect the continuity of what you're attempting to achieve. So this is something to keep in mind as you talk to potential VAs that you like to work with. Some business owners like working with a team of VAs. Some don't. It kind of depends on your preference. And choose a person who clicks with you. When you talk to someone and you read their website and you learn about them, if you feel a connection and find you share similar work styles and your potential assistant feels the same way, that could be a very good fit, because a VA-client relationship is a relationship. You want to work with someone who has a few things in common with you and someone you feel a connection with. You'll definitely want someone who gets what you do and has the skills to follow through. Remembering that a VA is a business owner and not an employee or administrative assistant or a secretary, so be mindful you should approach a VA as one business owner to another. You might want to create your ideal virtual assistant list. List all the qualities you would like your VA to have. As an example, do you prefer someone who's upbeat and cheery or someone who is straightforward and direct? What's most important to you in your assistant? Also, add things you're looking for in the relationship overall, as well as what your expectations are for the short and the long term when you make your list. In my opinion, the relationship is the most important thing. As long as your assistant has the skills and the professionalism that you're looking for, as VAs, we can always learn new things if we need to. We can find people who need to do, that can do the things that we can't do, but you need help with, and manage that process to help support our speakers and their businesses. What you share in common with your assistant will help to further the relationship. And as it progresses, trust is built, and your assistant can become your chief cheerleader and supporter to help you further your business goals. That's why I say I like to work with my clients in the long term. I don't do project work. I like to get to know them and for them to get to know me so that I can become more valuable as we go along and as the relationship progresses.
I'm glad to hear that. Now, another thought just came to me. Lots of times, professional speakers have their unique little thing going on, you know, so, and they need to protect that, right, like a trade secret, because that's how come
right.
they get the speaking assignment instead of the speaking engagement instead of somebody else. So do virtual assistants, would you recommend that they sign a non-disclosure agreement or confidentiality agreement or anything like that?
Personally, I wouldn't mind doing that at all. If my client wanted me to do that, I mean, I don't share my information with anyone, but if they would prefer and feel better if I did that, I would have no problem doing that because I want to make sure that my clients don't need to know about each other's business or anything like that.
Right, and I think that's important, too, because sometimes if you are close with this, and you should be with your virtual assistant, they're going to know, like I said, trade secrets and things that you do that other speakers don't do. So there has to be some way to protect yourself as you're looking for a virtual assistant or hiring a virtual assistant of you saying, and don't let anybody know that I have this little technique that I'm turning over to you as part of your list of duties that you need to do now. You know, this. So sign a confidentiality agreement, then I'll give it to you and you can be my VA. I mean, that's
right,
what
absolutely.
I would do.
Right,
anyway.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, I understand, you know.
Where can I find a VA? Where can people find VAs?
Sometimes you can start by asking your colleagues for good referrals if they work with one. And I also can give you three different websites that your listeners might want to check out that can get you started. The first one is assistyou.com. It is the website for Assist University, and that's where I receive my VA training. And they have a registry of VAs who graduated from their program. So interested VAs will respond to you through the registry. And the registry is a free service to you as a business owner looking for a virtual assistant. Another good place to go is IVAA.org. This is the International Virtual Assistant Association. They have a system for entering requests for proposals, and you can enter a proposal based on what you're looking for in a virtual assistant, and they will answer you through that organization, and this is also a no-charge service. And the third one that's popular with many people looking for a VA is VAClassroom.com. This is a training organization Craig Cannings runs. And they train VAs in specialized skills. And they have a list of qualified VAs who have completed their various VA classroom certification programs. Say you're looking for someone who specializes in social media, going to VAClassroom.com may locate someone that you can work with that does exactly that. They've taken that training program, and that's what they do. And they're looking for clients who want to be able to use the skills they can offer. If you go to VAClassroom.com, you look on the top of their webpage, there will be a place to click on a tab, and it's called Find a VA, and it sends you to another area where you can look at the skills they provide to VAs and who has taken those classes and who got certified. If you're looking for a VA especially trained to work with speakers, I suggest you visit the Professional Virtual Speakers Assistant Directory at www.speakerassistance.com. I'm listed in that directory under the United States Midwest section.
Okay, that's wonderful. We're coming down to the wire, and I have just a couple of questions left for you. One, if you could give us a really concise answer, I'd really appreciate it. How does a speaker decide how to delegate work to their assistant?
That's a great question, and really, it's pretty simple. Getting your mindset adjusted to begin thinking in terms of what you should be focusing on and what you're doing that could be handed off to someone else. A way to do that is to create a stop doing list. And it works like this. Just be aware and spend like a week writing down everything you do, from the phone calls you make to checking email to all the details involved in sending your newsletter, whatever, all the tasks that you do. And then circle all those tasks on your list that are not directly income generating and that could be delegated. Move all those tasks to a new list and call it your stop doing list. By creating this list, it can help you evaluate and prioritize those tasks you do on a daily basis and can help you consider what you might delegate to an assistant.
Thank you. How can our listeners get in touch with you and get more information about your services, by the way?
Thank you for asking. I offer a complimentary speaker success kit, and you can find that on my website at www.soundsupportva.com. And that speaker success kit has helpful tips on speaking, also a video about working with an assistant. Actually, it's an audio, not a video, I'm sorry. So if you go to my website, www.soundsupportva.com, look on the right-hand column, and you can sign up to get your free speaker success kit.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much for that. I really, really appreciate it. Again, folks, grab your pencils, write this down. Karen's website is www.soundsupportva.com. That's S-O-U-N-D, support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T-V-A, like virtual assistant, .com. And make sure that you take advantage of that success kit that she's offering you. I would like to thank Karen for the wonderful interview. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought for the day by Helen Keller. Be of good cheer. Do not think of today's failures, but of the successes that may come tomorrow. You have set yourself a difficult task, but you will succeed if you persevere, and you will find a joy in overcoming obstacles. Remember, always join us on the second Saturday each month. In the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne, Y-V-O-N-N-E, dash F as in Frank, dash Brown, B-R-O-W-N, to share your comments about today's show. While you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us some feedback on today's show. Thank you so much, Karen. I truly, truly appreciate your sharing all this wonderful information that you shared with us today about having a virtual assistant. I think that listeners who take you up on your offer and public speakers who use your services will really find that they accelerate their success. Thanks again.
Thank you, Yvonne. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, yvonnefbrown.com. To share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.